Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. You lead me near restful waters, to revive my drooping spirit. At Jacob's well a stranger sought his drooping frame to cheer. Samaria's daughter little thought that Jacob's God was near. This she had known her fainting heart for richer draughts had sighed. Ne'er had Messiah ever kind those richer draughts denied. She heard the voice of Jesus say, "Behold, I freely give." The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. She came to Jesus and she drank of that life-giving stream. Then ran to tell her friends and kin, these waters will redeem. Still at each heart this stranger seeks his drooping frame to cheer. But like the woman can we see that Jacob's God is here. He's thirsting for our hearts to share the love we have in store. Behold the living waters flow, come drink and thirst no more. Amen. Anyone who drinks the water that I shall give will never be thirsty again. This water will well up within you to eternal life. Adonai, you reign with glory, draped in splendor, robed with light. You have girded yourself with the power of love. The world you made firm, it will not be shaken. Even so, your reign is eternal, for your love has existed forever. Onward roll the waves, O Holy One. Onward the waters lift their voices. Onward like a fury of thunder. Greater than the roaring of the waters, more glorious than the surging of the sea, your love is glorious on high. Your decrees are firm and worthy of trust. The beauty of holiness and worship fills your dwelling place forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Anyone who drinks the water that I shall give will never be thirsty again. This water will well up within you to eternal life.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus stood there and cried out, "If any of you thirst, simply come to me." Jesus stood there and cried out, "If any of you thirst, simply come to me. The water I shall give will become a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. If any of you thirst, simply come to me." Glory to the One and the Word, and the Holy Breath of Love. Jesus stood there and cried out, "If any of you thirst, simply come to me." Now is the time that true believers worship my Abba in spirit and in truth. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation, through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Now is the time that true believers worship my Abba in spirit and in truth.
As we enter the springtime of the year and continue to celebrate the season of Lent, may we ponder the Word of God in our hearts and savor its meaning more fully day by day. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
As we examine our hearts, may we sincerely reject everything in our lives that is contrary to the law of love. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we prepare for the feast of Easter, may we seek a change of heart, give ourselves to prayer, and persevere in loving our neighbors, especially those in greatest need. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we remember the woman of Samaria, may we be willing to review our lives and acknowledge our failures. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we long for the living waters, may we become true worshipers of God in spirit and in truth. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God of all compassion, through Jesus you revealed your mercy to the woman of Samaria, and awakened in her a thirst for living water. Strengthen all those who are preparing to approach the sacred waters of baptism at Easter, and free all of us from slavery to selfishness, addiction, and sin. Through this celebration of Lent, rehearse us in learning from Jesus and living by his values, so that we may truly worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. May Adonai bless us and keep us. Amen. May the face of Adonai shine on us and be gracious to us. Amen. May Adonai look upon us with favor and give us peace. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful.